I wanted to talk to you all about some attributes of mentally healthy people. I have a lot of people that message me asking, what does mental health mean to me? And I think it varies from person to person. And depending on your profession, you might have a more clinical definition for mental health. But I think it's important to at least list attributes and figure out what mental health really does mean to you. What is your mental state of well-being? And I was listening to Earl Nightingale, and he was listing off five different types of attributes that mentally healthy people have. And as I was reflecting on these things, I figured that it's important to share this with the audience. So the first thing he mentioned was that mentally healthy people typically have a wide variety of sources of gratification. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going from one task to the next task and you're real frantic with it. But if something isn't necessarily fulfilling you in that moment, you have, I guess, an abundance of thoughts going on in your head where you might be fulfilled from switching from one task to the other. And just, I think what it means is figuring out how to enjoy where you are and adapting and still enjoying it. What do you think?
I feel like you do have to have different sources of gratification. Like, you can have it because you can get gratification from being healthy, from working out, from your relationship. You can get it from, maybe you have like some financial goals, so you get it from the fact that you're financially successful. Maybe you can get it from, maybe you have a business and you get it from that. Like, you get your, one of your sources is making videos on YouTube and IG. So like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's, I think it's vital to even to have that attribute, because too many things in this life change. And we're always saying, oh, life is happening to you. That means some unexpected things are happening. So how do you respond to those things? How can you enjoy yourself and figure out how to make this not such a terrible experience? You know, like, let's say if I had to teach, and then once I'm done teaching, I worked on some meditation or the next lesson for my students, then I got a call, then I had to go handle something for school or at home or something like that. It's really about how you're responding to these things. So if you're out with your friends and you got that one friend that's just like, I don't want to be here. Let's go home. I'm not enjoying myself. Right. No, like, that means you're not going to.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Literally. Yeah. Most times, 9 times out of 10, not every time, because sometimes you don't have control over it, but 9 times out of 10, you having a negative experience is because of you. Like,
facts.
You're trying, like, you're not doing what you need to do in this moment. Like, you're thinking about all of this negative. You're thinking about the fact that, oh, they don't have Sonic ran out of tater tots. So I can't now I got an attitude for the whole time that we out because that's just a small example. Like, right. Okay, go to another Sonic, right?
Right. They act like it's the end of the world because they don't have exactly what you want when you need it. And even if they got it, they probably still wouldn't even be happy. But in the first place, be happy and try to figure out how to have a good time. You know,
hey, yeah. Another thing. Most of the time when things don't go my way, if I relax and just have the idea in my head that
facts.
Something better is probably about to happen, I swear, 9 times out of 10, that is what happens. So if they don't have tater tots, maybe I might try something new. Mm. And now that's my new favorite thing. Now I don't even like tater tots anymore. I'll never buy tater tots from a restaurant ever again. So,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like, you know, everybody think it's this deep, esoteric thought that, oh, we attract what we think about. And you do, but like, it's not like those things weren't there already. They're already there. You just have to switch your attitude and understand that these things are present. Just like he said, there are other things on the menu, and that just doesn't apply to Sonic. It applies to any situation you're in. There are other things on the menu, and you just have to have the eye and the willingness to just look for them.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, yesterday I was in traffic, and this dude on the motorcycle, he went, man, what's going on? Because I was driving real slow. So, man, what's going on? So I looked at him, and then I looked away. And he sped right past me, and then I just met him at the red light. Just be patient, bro. Like, it's not even that serious. And first of all, he was, you could tell when people got their own things going on.
Remember that? It was one time, sometimes you could like change other people's attitude. Right. When they acting crazy like that. Cause like, one time, I don't know if you remember, but one time we was driving on 294 trying to get to Benihana and somebody stuck their middle finger up.
Yeah.
And we was like, all right, we're gonna catch up to them and drive on the side of them and do this.
It was hilarious.
They probably would just start laughing. Like,
yeah.
She thought the entire time she thought that we were trying to catch up to flip her off again. No, we were literally gonna do this.
Exactly.
Why are you sticking your middle finger?
Lots of love, sis. It ain't even that serious.
She's not getting gratification from all areas of her life. Exactly. She needs to reevaluate everything.
But she got gratification from the love we sent her. Right. Hearts to you, sis, if you're looking.
So she could pull on that.
Right.